Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. The time is 8:16, and it is time for our live local interview. My name's Peter Apathy. I'm your host, and I have in the studio Izzy Haywood. Good morning, Izzy.
Good morning, Peter.
Thank you so much for coming in. Izzy works for Spruce Root, the organization with offices in Sitka and in Juneau. And Izzy, you are the competition manager for the Path to Prosperity program.
That is correct.
Let's start by talking about Spruce Root, and then we'll dive in deeper into Path to Prosperity competition.
Yeah, totally. So for those of you who don't know, Spruce Root, we are a Native-led nonprofit based in Southeast Alaska, and one of our big roles is to spur a regenerative economy in Southeast Alaska, which means an economy that's good for the people, that makes sense for this place here, and where people are able to have local jobs that support themselves and their communities. And so we do that through a variety of different ways. We have a whole arm of business services, which include workshops, this Path to Prosperity business competition. We provide loans and financing for small businesses through our CDFI, which is a community development financial institution. So we're set up to be able to provide funding for businesses that might not be able to get a loan from a bank because they're seen as too risky or they're just starting up. And then we also provide workshops in workforce development, financial wellness for individuals who want to have more control over their personal finances. And then one of the other big things that we do is we manage the Sustainable Southeast Partnership, which is a now quite large collective impact network of people throughout Southeast Alaska who've kind of decided they want to work together in a different way, rooted in trust and relationship building rather than rather than just trying to charge through with work before having those relationships. So it's a lot of people from different nonprofit conservation organizations, tribes, Forest Service, Native corporations, and individuals all kind of to work together in this different way for Southeast Alaska.
So lots of different programs.
Lots of different programs.
And we're here specifically to talk about a program that has a deadline coming up in just a couple of weeks. So let's talk about the Path to Prosperity competition.
Yeah. So this is a program that is near and dear to my heart. It is, I think, our first program at Spruce Root. So it's been running for just about 13 years now. And this is the Path to Prosperity Business Competition. And so this is an annual business competition. This year open to anyone who is Alaska Native living in Southeast Alaska, where you can apply to this competition, and then 12 people are selected to go to an in-person training over 4 days where they get mentorship, incredible food, personalized support, learning financials, business planning, pitching, all of that good stuff. And then those 12 apply, or they submit to that second round of the competition, and then we have a panel of judges that selects two to win two $20,000 awards.
So 12 people, that's a large pool to choose from. How many applicants do you expect to get, or do you typically get?
It's really ranged across the years. I think last year was our most applications yet at around 80. And so, but when we narrow in the focus a little bit more, like we are doing this year, those numbers go down a little bit. So this year I'd expect anywhere from around 40 to 50 applications.
Well, Izzy, let's talk about what variety of business applications you get.
Yeah. I mean,
what kind of businesses are we talking about?
Yeah, so this is a great opportunity for Alaska Native people in Southeast Alaska, whether you just have an idea for a business, maybe you haven't even started anything, but you have this idea that you keep telling your friends and family about, and they're like, just do it already. Like, this is the opportunity to do that. Or if you have an existing business that you want to grow, like take to the next level, open a separate, like reach a new audience with, this is also a great opportunity to kind of scale an existing business.
So can you give some examples of some businesses that have been awarded, well, either applied or have been awarded this competition prize in the past?
Yeah, totally. We've had tons of different businesses win over the past 13 years. Maybe one of the most recognizable is Barnacle Foods out of Juneau that make kelp hot sauce and pickles that are sold here locally in Sitka.
I've had that before.
Yes. last year we had Deborah O'Gara was one of our winners from Petersburg, who has Raven's Nest Arts and Regalia, and so she makes regalia and teaches classes. We also had a winner, Lance McMullen from Sitkana, who's pioneering this new type of tidal energy, where he has 3D printed this turbine that makes local energy that he's working with some smaller communities in Southeast Alaska. So those were our winners from last year.
So gosh, energy and food and arts, clothing manufacturing.
Yeah.
Gosh, that's fascinating. Let's talk a little bit about funding. Where does the money come from for this prize?
Yeah, so this funding comes from a variety of different sources. This year we have funding through the Small Business Administration's Growth Accelerator Partnership. So they've gave us some funding, also through Disney, Disney Cruise Lines, the Edgerton Foundation, and then OFN. So a variety of different sources. And then we also have some local sponsors like Alaska Litho, G Beta, which is a startup accelerator program out of Anchorage, and a couple other places as well.
So Izzy, if I had a business I wanted to enter into this competition to get more training or perhaps some funding, what would I do? And I other than panic, because it's 15 days away, right? The deadline's coming up.
Well, 15 days is plenty of time to submit
a good
application. It is not very complicated.
Would
go to sprucerute.org, and you would click on Path to Prosperity. You should see a big button on the website telling you it's time to apply. And then you will fill out a short application form. It has 4 narrative questions for short answers, really getting at what is that business idea that you want to start? How could that business be good for your community and environment? Does it create jobs? Does it use something that would normally go to waste? Whatever that may be for you. And then also speak about why you want to do this program.
So 4 questions. That sounds pretty straightforward.
Yep.
And that's available at sprucerute.com.
.org.
Yeah. Sprucerute.org.
And I will also say, too, that our team does provide support in crafting a competitive application, because some years we do get a ton of applications, and we want to make sure everyone gets the best shot at becoming one of those 12 finalists. So when you apply, you'll also see a link if you want to get coaching on your application.
Okay, great. So Izzy, you mentioned earlier that this application process is available to native applicants this year, but that's not always been the case.
Yeah, correct. So this year, we heard from our board and some of our leadership that we really want to focus this year on our core mission at Spruce Root, which is to serve Alaska Native individuals across Southeast Alaska. And so this year, this business competition is open to those who are Alaska Native.
Great. So if you apply, then there's a process then after May 31st, that's the deadline, correct? There's a process for reviewing the applications, maybe 40 or who knows how many you get, hopefully more than that. And when would people expect to hear?
So they will hear in July. We will announce the 12 finalists in July. And then those finalists will be invited to join us for that 4-day training, which we're calling Entrepreneur Camp.
And that's in Anchorage.
That is in Anchorage
so
this
that's
year.
New.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we have a year of changes, but in such an exciting way. So we're bringing the Entrepreneur Camp to Anchorage this year because we're in a very cool partnership with another Native-led organization up in Anchorage called Alaska Growth Capital, and they are running their own versions of this program in the North Slope, in Bristol Bay, in the Aleutians. And so we're going to be hosting our training together. And so these entrepreneurs from Southeast Alaska will get to meet people from all over the state and benefit from all the different idea sharing that comes with that.
So lots of networking. You talked about networking earlier with other programs that Spruce Root offers.
Yes.
But this is one for small business owners, entrepreneurs, people who want to develop their
yes.
own businesses. Well, it sounds great. We are out of time.
I understand.
So if somebody does, again, want more information or again, let's repeat for people, where do they go to apply or get more information or ask for coaching?
Great question. To apply or get more information for the Path to Prosperity Business Competition, just go to sprucerute.org.
Okay, sprucerute.org. So thanks so much for coming in. We've been speaking with Izzy Haywood. Izzy works for Spruce Root, which is a Southeast-based organization And she's the competition manager for the Path to Prosperity competition, which has a deadline on May 31st, if you're out there and interested in applying. Thanks so much for coming in.
Awesome. Thank you.
And thank you, listeners. The time is 8:26. I'll be back right after this.